The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
This is the Inferno Podcast. It's the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place every week for an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Welcome into the Inferno Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5. Scott Griffin here with you as always. We've got an excellent show for you today. First of all, great news for UAB as we check out the rundown, brought to you, of course, by Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. What a huge win last Thursday against Alabama State, 52 points. And we're talking about not just throwing the football, running the football, all over the place. They really had an offensive explosion under Trent Dilfer. And so huge win, 52-42 over Alabama State. We'll obviously cover that. And then, of course, the big test coming up this weekend against Navy. You jump right into it when you're taking on the midshipmen. So that's going to be a great gauge to where this program is right now. And our Blazer of the Week, very interesting cat from California, if you will. Logan Moore, 6'7", 290, just moved to right tackle from left tackle. So we'll talk to him about all those things. Don't forget, you can always follow us on social media, wherever you like to get the podcast and different information from UAB. Be sure, though, you like and subscribe it. Ring the bell for those notifications for yourself. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the website, of course, all those kind of things there. So without further ado, we'll come back with Moore and Logan Moore right here on the Inferno Podcast. Stay with us.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. Get out there and tackle your financial goals with a new credit card from Legacy Credit Union. Legacy offers multiple credit cards for whatever your financial objectives are. You can begin earning rewards today with a credit card from Legacy Credit Union. Legacy, the official credit union of UAB.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin here. Our guest for the Blazer of the Week is Logan Moore.
What up, y'all?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're glad you came over here after football practice and got it going on a little bit. So,
thank you.
Logan, of course, is a starting right tackle now. We'll get into that in just a moment. But 6'7", 290, California native, all those kind of things. So let's talk about football before we go step back into the background a little bit. You just got the right tackle job. You were playing left tackle. So tell us about that little development.
Yeah, so, you know, all off season, all camp and everything, I've just been playing left tackle and everything. And, you know, they had me at right tackle last year. And they know that I could play both ways. I'm a versatile person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 2 weeks right before we had our first game, I was able to switch the right tackle and, you know, just play the game that I could play.
Yeah. Is it a natural fit for you, you think, and different things?
It definitely takes like 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah.
Just to adjust. A little overtime, too. But other than that, I mean, it's my position. I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the thinking, you know, hey, we got to get the five best on the field, right? That's the normal thinking.
Yeah.
Find whatever position, but we need the five best linemen.
I mean, for me, it's whoever can protect the guy right behind me.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to the guy's wedding. his parents.
Kidna, he's talking about. Yes.
Yeah. You know, his whole family, they all love me. they all came up to me at the wedding, and they're like, hey, protect my baby. I was like, I got you. Like, don't worry. Yeah.
It helps when you like the quarterback and kind of take it.
It definitely
personal.
Does. It definitely does. I picture that's my younger brother. That's, you know, that's, I mean, he's older than me, but, you know, that's someone I love.
Yeah.
You know? So that really helps.
Yeah. So you guys stay off of him, right? Get off his back a little bit.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the first game. Well, let's go back to high school. Mm-hmm. You weren't always a lineman.
Yeah.
You've always been tall, obviously, but, you know, you were what, 230? You said 235 as a senior in high school. So that's not offensive lineman weight. Mm-hmm. So tell us that development and thinking, and then, you know, before you get recruited to go to UAB.
Yeah, so starting freshman year, I tried playing quarterback, tried playing receiver, and got stuck on the D-line. I went to a school that didn't run tight end at the time. Somewhere between, you know, my sophomore and junior year, they're like, hey, let's, you know, this guy looks like a tight end. Let's stick him at tight end. And, you know, I got thrown the ball a couple times, but mainly for blocking. And my main position was, you know, D-line. I wanted to play D-line. Just something about, you know, hitting the quarterback.
Hitting
just,
the other guy.
It sounds terrible as an offensive lineman, but, you know, delivering the hit is what I...
It's better than getting hit, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
So that's what I really preferred.
Yeah.
Senior year, well, the end of my junior year, transferred to a different school, and they said, like, hey, like, you could try to play this position. You know, I'm not promising that you're going to get it. But we really think that if you want a money position, it's going to be the O-line. You got the size. You got the measurements of offensive tackle. You know, you just need to build the weight. So let's get this going, you know. And
at that time, you're how tall? 6'5"?
I was 6'7" my senior year.
Wow.
So
6'7".
I probably grown, you know.
So you had the long arms, the frame. That's what they saw.
Yeah, that's what they saw. And, you know, back home, my coach Carter, he sees it. A lot of kids from my high school get lots of offers. I think they had, like, in my class alone, we had like 15 seniors go Division I.
Wow.
Between Ivy League to SEC. Our running back is number 0 at Georgia right now. That's what they just do.
So was it hard to put on weight as you went through your senior year of high school? I'm sure you were eating everything in sight and the whole story, correct?
I mean, you know, it's still hard to put on weight. It's more of a want, though. That's what I noticed. Another thing is you got to know when and what to eat. You can't go, you know, eating a bunch of heavy carb meals and chocolate milk and all this stuff before you go to practice, because practice, you're going to look terrible. You're going to be sluggish, all that other stuff. So it's just a matter of fact of, you know, just knowing when to eat, how to do it. Off season, I think I gained 20 pounds this off season. Shout out our strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to know when to eat at the right time.
Right. You don't want to just eat anything.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. So the journey to UAB, tell us about that. What, you know, from San Diego to here.
Yeah.
It's not an everyday thing. We don't have a ton of guys from San Diego here,
right? San Diego to here. Yeah, that's a – so my senior year, I play my last snap with one Division II offer. Had zero offers, D1. And the day after Christmas, I believe, I get a call from Coach Carter, and he's like, hey, Logan, like – UAB just followed you, and I'm looking at, or UAB just offered you, and I'm looking at Twitter, I'm just seeing, like, UAB, I'm like, no disrespect, but I was like, what is UAB? I'm not a football person. I never really watched football. Boxing is what I watched back home. But yeah, so, you know, I didn't know what UAB was, but I was just really fortunate to just receive the offer and everything. And then, after UAB offered me, I think I got three other Division I's. I think those three were all FCS. One was Pioneer League. And yeah, I mean, just knowing that, you know, Trent Dilfer called me and everything, just knowing that someone saw me is all I wanted, all I needed. And that's essentially what, you know.
So it's not like you, there's no story of falling in love with the school and all that. I know now it's probably different, but at the time, it's the offer, man. So yeah. I'm going to take the best offer, right?
It was the best offer. And when, keep in mind, my recruitment too, they did an amazing job. I mean, I thought this was, or I still think, but, you know, I thought this was the best city in I could ever go to.
In America.
To. Yeah.
Right.
They did amazing on my recruitment. I mean, I felt like I was the man just coming here, you know.
That's great. So they did a good job on that stuff. And you Definitely. Came from San Diego, so
yeah.
I'm not sure what they could sell you about Birmingham coming from San Diego.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, so now as you look back, 3 years here, starting your third year, still obviously still a solid decision and different things. I mean, people transfer all the time. You're still here. So
yeah. I mean, I learned so much just being out here in Birmingham. I've gained so many relationships, one being one with the Lord. I didn't grow up in a heavy Christian household. I grew up in a broken Christian household. And, you know, we believed in God, but I never got to know him until, you know, we actually played against Georgia. And that night I gave my life to the Lord. And it was my mentor now, but he's still the FCA leader for UAB and everything. And if it wasn't for him, like, I can't say that I would know the Lord right now.
Right.
You know? So just coming to UAB, just all the relationships, the food is great here. I love the food here. It helped me gain, you know, 60 pounds since I've been here. So, you know, I'm really fortunate.
So tell me about the night you converted. Yeah. Because it's interesting, it comes after a game. That's not the story I thought I would hear. I thought I would be, oh, we're in chapel service, or I went to this church. And so it's kind of weird it would happen at the night of a game.
Night before the game, we had a chapel service, but he's giving me a Jared, he's giving me a like breakdown, an analogy, he's paraphrasing in his own words, but he said, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, claim to be Christians, but they're lukewarm, and they're in this lukewarm spot. But there's people that are truly, genuinely following the Lord, following their followers of Jesus Christ, and that's going to separate. It's either he really said, treat it like you're in a greenhouse. All these people are inside and they're sprouting and they're getting better and they're just finding out about life. They're becoming trees from little seeds, while you're the seed looking at everyone else, and you're unrooted. And you're just dying. And I was thinking, I was like, you know, I've been going to these, chapel services and all this stuff. Like, I'm starting to believe in him, but also, like, I feel like I should just, if I'm going to believe him, I better go all out. Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to be.
That's your personality.
Half in, half out. It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
If I regret it, I regret it. If not, I learned from it, you know, and now I have a savior. I have someone that is my father, someone I could lean to, you know, a forever relationship. So I'm forever grateful for Jared and my relationship with the Lord.
It's interesting, too, and this is Logan Moore, of course, the right tackle for the UAB Blazers here on Blazer of the Week. It's interesting, too, to me that as soon as it happened, it wasn't all sunshine and beaches, right?
Definitely not.
You had some calamity happen to you. Kind of go into that a little bit.
Yeah. You know, originally, before I met the Lord and everything, but it was partying. It was a little bit of drinking. It was doing everything that I shouldn't be doing. And then I gave it all to the Lord. I hung up all that stuff. If someone says I'm partying, they're lying. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I gave it all up. I gave my life to the Lord. I prayed on it. One of the biggest prayers that I had was praying for emotions. I had two times that I prayed for emotions, and it definitely gave me emotions. The first one was 2 weeks before the end of the season, my freshman year. I prayed for emotions. I prayed to not feel blank anymore, to be a human. And then I think 2 days after I prayed this, I got a concussion that ended my season that I thought I was possibly going to start the last two games or get in for sure. And then 3 months later,
And you cried at that, you said.
Yeah, I cried.
So you had the emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely gave me the emotion again.
Yeah. Not the one you were probably asking about, but it gave you emotion.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting that to happen.
Yeah. What about the next one?
The next one was 3 months later. This would be February of 2024, and I'm praying for emotions again. And the way I got emotions again is snapping my ankle. I fractured it on both sides, almost a complete fracture. I tore my tightrope, and I also tore my interosseous membrane. And I think they said something about my ATF being torn or tweaked or something like that. So now I have a huge metal bar in my ankle and everything, but it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. But you had emotions.
I had emotions again. I cried. I teared up. You know, I felt like I was at the lowest of the lows, but it felt so good knowing that I still have someone to lean on. And it actually drove me closer to the Lord than I have ever been. I mean, he gave me it all. He's giving me a shot now.
Yeah.
I'm still able to go. I'm still able to play. And it's in his name.
There you go. Logan Moore again, 6'7", 290, the right tackle for UAB, entering his sophomore year, third year, but sophomore year. So, first game, Alabama State, 52, you hang on those guys. Tremendous yardage. Kitten had a good game, but you ran the ball well, great balance. And I think Pro Football Focus finished you guys, the whole line, the third highest grade nationally. Nobody allowed a pressure or a sack.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So tell us about that and what happened during the game.
You know, I feel like it's what happened before the game that really makes the game. We had a practice where, you know, it was an all right practice. We got to get better. Then we get a meeting that night. Yo, if we're going to play like this, and this is the coaches talking, if we're going to play like this, this is unacceptable. We might as well hang it up now. We got to wake up. And it just lit a fire in all of us. After that practice, or after that meeting, we go to practice that morning. We're willing to take people's heads off at that practice. There's just so much, like, audio going on that's just positive. Hey, we gotta blah blah blah, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. So then going up to this game, we're going in with lots of confidence. It's funny, I'm more of a emotionless guy. That morning while we're or that game morning I'm going out there. I'm driving to the facility from home, and I start to shake, and I'm like, I'm just getting images in my head of just dominating, just being the man, just doing everything that I can just to protect the person behind me. And I started shaking while driving. I was like, oh, I got to calm down. It's only 9 o'clock.
The game's not yet. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, those guys, you know, if we didn't do everything before that, I can't say that we could go out, like, put 52 and be number three in the nation right now. But I will say that, you know, it was all because of the audio. It's all because we were able to communicate things. It's all because we had a response. And genuinely, we made that outcome.
Yeah.
It's our response. We determined the outcome, you know?
Yep, 52 points. Just an amazing first game. Of course, you don't, you know, not explain that, but you don't hang your hat on it necessarily and think everything's solved either. So you go to week two, where you really should get even better, because now you got a game. Now you got game film. Coaches can go, okay, Logan, you're doing this, that, whatever. So tell us about this week and the prep for a really good football team, as you know, Navy.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like we all got to get better. Whether it's Navy or it's Alabama State or it's whoever.
Whoever, yeah.
We got to get better. You know, we just got to keep going, too. What we did last week is had perfect audio or almost perfect audio. We got to bring that this week.
Right, you keep saying that, so explain to the listeners what you're talking about. You're talking about the communication internally on the line, correct?
Not just that. It's audio.
Or with the entire team?
Not even just that.
Okay.
Yeah, audio for me, everyone has audio. It's what you say to yourself.
Okay.
You know, what you say to yourself right before a play. Coach Matt, our offensive line coach, he actually helped me with this thing, and really it turned me around from, you know, being an all right person to doing excelling right now. It's telling yourself you're the man right before a play. It's telling yourself, you know, you're this, you're that, you're everything that you want yourself to be. You got to tell yourself that. And then audio, again, like you said, it's within the team. What can you tell? Mm-hmm. Who can you hold accountable? Hey, you need to throw the ball better. It's not my job, but we got to get there. Come on. It's the encouragement. If your audio to yourself is, why am I doing this? Why am I so bad? Why am I getting worse?
I don't feel good. I'm tired. Whatever.
I'm tired. Yeah. Why do I have to do this? Dude, your life's sucking from the start.
Yeah, you're done.
You might as well just quit. I mean, what's his name? I think it's John Gordon. He came into
the speaker. Yep.
Yeah, he came into our facility and he gave us like
a
10-15 minute talk, and all he did was talk about audio. It's waking up and talking to yourself. It's not what your brain's going to think of yourself, because, I mean, human nature, you're going to talk down to yourself.
Sure.
But what you could say verbally is what's going to implement it. If you're saying, like I said, I'm the man, I could do this, I got this, it's going to start turning around. I mean, I believe it. I've done it, and I've slowly gotten better. So that's really what audio for all of us is what can you do to have better audio between us and the team?
Yeah.
Between you and the team. There we go.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I mean, and John Gordon, and I know he and Coach Dilfer are very good friends.
Yeah.
And that was a very impactful moment there. And I think John was as impressed as you guys were. So that was kind of a mutual thing. All right, so let's talk a little bit of football, then we'll take a break and come back and have some fun. Mm-hmm. Not that we're not having fun now.
Yeah.
But what do you see for the – and I'm not trying to get you to put a ceiling on what you see, but just honestly, what do you see from this team so far? And then that transition you just talked about where, you know, you weren't playing well. Played like a bunch of barking goats, and then you turn around, you can figure it out. And
yeah.
So now what do you see that could happen if you continue?
Can you go elaborate on the question a little bit more? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like, what do you foresee the way you guys are developing and coming together now for this football team?
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited of what we can do. But it all starts with consistency. It can't just be a one-week thing. It has to be a everyday thing, every second, every play. You know, I don't know how many times we played, how many snaps we did, but every time in that snap, my audio was, can I get better? Can I get better? I'm the man. I'm the man. At one point, I was telling this guy I was going to take his soul, because that's how like excited I was.
You were jacked up.
I was having fun.
You told the guy that? I'm going to take your soul?
I might have told him.
Lay it in the pile or what?
No, I it was a pass play. And I grabbed him as hard as I could. I brought him close, and I was like, I'm going to take your soul. Yeah, it was. But I was having fun. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'm playing a violent position. I got to love violence at some point. So, that's really what I was doing. I was just having fun. I was loving violence.
Yeah.
You know, I say that I'm pretty emotionless. That's where I tried letting all my emotions go.
Yeah.
Everything that I just build up and everything, it's right there. So if you see me a little too amped up, just let me be. I'm having fun, you know.
Yeah, and hopefully it turns into more wins and some great blocking, too. There you go.
It definitely will.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no if. It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, that's big time. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Logan Moore, our guest here. Again, 6'7", 290. He's a third-year guy and playing right tackle for UAB. And Mr. Kitna is very grateful for that, by the way. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. We're going to do the lightning round and have some fun with Logan. Stay with us here on the Inferno Podcast.
If in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends. If you can keep an eye on your money along the way. If you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings. When you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin here along with Logan Moore, the right tackle for UAB, our lightning round, where we ask you and we want that instant reaction.
All right?
We want some audio,
yeah,
as you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. So let's stay football for a moment. What's the best thing, what's the worst thing about being an offensive tackle or offensive lineman?
Oh, shoot. Lightning
round. First thing, come on.
I feel like there's nothing.
There's no best thing about being an offensive.
Oh, I thought you said worst. Okay. Best thing, I get to protect, somebody that I love. That's like my best friend.
Okay.
Worst thing, I feel like there's no worse.
There's no worse to being an offensive tackle. You get hit every play by another big guy. You're going backwards. He's going forwards. I'm thinking of things for you.
No worse. You love it. I mean, if there's a worse thing that you could do is getting beat, but no, there's no worse.
All right. So let's gravitate towards you gaining all this weight, 235 to 290. So we're talking, if my math's correct, 55 pounds over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing about it? People will say, man, you can eat anything you want. Or, and then what's the hardest thing about that? Because it's not as easy as people might imagine it to be.
Yeah. Muscles. growing in the weight room, that's the best. The worst thing is, I was drinking lots of chocolate milk, and my face was just inflaming. So at one point in my gaining weight journey, I had a huge gut and a huge face, and I didn't weigh that much, and it looked really awkward. So
that's when you learn, I'm guessing, I'm putting the wrong things in my body, right?
Yeah, wrong things at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Yeah. That's all right. Learn the hard way.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite meal? What man, I'm getting geeked over this. This is awesome.
Yeah. I love steak. I cook steak like 3 times a week. It's not expensive steak.
It's not filet mignon?
No. It's cheap steaks from Walmart that I make it taste delicious. I do reverse searing.
Explain that.
Reverse searing. So you put it in the oven.
In a cast iron skillet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I know this trick.
Yeah. And then for me, I butter base as well.
Yes.
A lot of people don't do it. Butter base is delicious.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. So, personally, what I do for my butter base, I smash some garlic up. I put thyme. I put a little, salt and pepper in the butter as well.
It's good.
And, from there, I'm just tossing it up.
All right, so tell people how to do it. So reverse searing, you're putting it in there, boom. It sears for what? What's your timing?
I do...
A couple of minutes?
Yeah, I do 2 minutes.
And then flip it.
Flip, 2 minutes.
See? You got it.
Yeah, it's pretty
then
easy.
Then do you grill it or keep searing it in the... Or do you
if
keep
I,
it in
if
the
I had my own grill, I promise
okay,
I would.
Okay, so you're cooking it in the skillet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of expensive restaurants do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes it's about the chef and not the what he's given, you know?
That's exactly right. Yeah. All right, so steak is your go-to.
Yeah, steak.
As your good stuff.
My asparagus is delicious. My dad used to be a chef.
Oh, really? So that's where you learn this stuff?
Yeah, well, he was more Italian. He owned his own pizzeria at one point. When it comes to Italian food, it's home base for me. Lasagna. I'm a shrimp linguine guy.
Yeah.
Which is delicious. Or chicken marsala.
Yeah.
So good. Steak, butter based with garlic and thyme, lemon, pepper, asparagus, and let's throw some mashed potatoes in there too.
Why not?
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
It's delicious.
You're making me hungry right now.
I'm starving.
All right. So you're still young in your career, but what's your all-time favorite football moment so far? Maybe it was Thursday night against Alabama State.
It definitely was.
Seriously?
Yeah, most definitely. The taking someone's soul at that was definitely a moment.
That's
where...
That's my favorite moment. What are you talking
about?
Oh,
my gosh. That was hilarious. And the guy gave me a look like, is this guy okay? Right. Like, what is wrong with
what
this
is
guy?
Saying?
And I was just like, I'm going insane. I'm like, all right, we got to calm down. it was definitely hilarious.
All right, so what do you do to chill from football? Because it sounds like you're getting...
Oh, that's
your
a great
emotion
question.
Prayer is being answered very consistently now. So how do you unplug and what do you do, to get away?
How I unplug is I play ukulele. I learn different songs.
What are you, the most bizarre guy I've ever met?
It's part of my
ukulele?
Culture.
Ukulele? 6'7", 290 ukulele player?
Yeah, all of us Islanders have to learn one day.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
that's
I play ukulele.
You could probably pick. You know that, don't
it's
you?
It's the easiest. It's 4 strings. I've been trying to pick up guitar, but, you know, in season, my fingers hurt so much that the metal just...
All right, so why ukulele? What is that?
One day I woke up, I was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. And if it's not ukulele, then I have, like, a bunch of, like, fidget toys and gadgets. I should have brought it, but... The other day, I bought something called a kendama. It has a, it's like a ball and a stick, pretty much. Yeah. But you just fidget, you play with it for hours, you learn new tricks.
Is it like spinning or what?
So you get a cup or you get a ball, and you have like little cups like this big.
Right, right.
You also have a spike, and you have a, so it's a cup on the left, a cup on the right, a cup on the bottom, and then the spike on the top. You can land it either way. You can learn new tricks doing it. It's harder. It's easier if I were to bring it.
And showed it? And then explain it? Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's the best I could explain it.
I'm just glad you didn't say video games, because everybody's video
game
crazy.
I do not play video games.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's terrible for me. No, it's not. I love not playing video games.
You love not playing video games.
Yeah, I feel like there's something wrong with, you know, looking at a screen all day.
You're correct, by the way.
It hurts my eyes. I mean, what's more cool than, what's more fun, knowing someone that can play the ukulele, have a lot of toys, like be able to, you know, do all these things. Also, it goes along with not my faith, but one of the devotions I read, and it was talking about dominion, and how if you're a family or if you're a dad or something, you know, you want to work hard when you're at work.
Yeah.
You want to work hard when you're back home, but when you're in bed, you want to rest. And that's the only time a man should rest. And I truly believe that. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a dad that's staring at a TV show or all this thing all day long, and my kids are out there, you know, doing nothing, going on video games.
Or you're not interacting with them or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I guess it goes along with being a San Diego kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much to do outside. But I definitely want to have dominion.
All right, so what are your hobbies growing, you know, outside of football, growing up in San Diego? If you're not doing video games growing up, which is shocking to me, are you skateboarding? Are you surfing? What are you doing?
You know, I don't know how to surf. It's crazy as a San Diego kid. Boogie board is
That's
what
abnormal.
I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, boogie boarding is just amazing.
So you do that? That's kind of like...
If I go to the beach, there's also a place back home called La Jolla Cove.
Yeah.
There's so many seals and fish, and I think there's like a coral reef or something right there. I grab some goggles and I just stare at the fish and swim. There's also lots of shark sightings over there. If not that, I like to hike. Hiking is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not when it's humid and everything, but when it's nice and dry.
Yeah.
Like California weather.
Yeah. But, unlike Birmingham weather.
From time to time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So what do you love about Birmingham? You know, San Diego to Birmingham, we've kind of covered that a little bit, but kind of drastic.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's Alaska to Birmingham. So what do you like?
Birmingham specifically, I really like the food.
The restaurants or the food? Yeah, so.
The restaurants. You know, there's not a lot of Southern food back home.
No.
So, Southern food. Sorry.
No, like what? Barbecue? Everybody says barbecue.
Yeah, I like all the barbecue here. I also like, there's this place called Big Bad Breakfast. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Their chicken and waffles. So good. I also have a sponsorship, but they do wasabi. It's called Wasabi Juan's, but they do like these burritos as a sushi. It's a sushi burrito. It's delicious. They also have like these nachos and stuff. It's so good. But yeah, I mean, the food here is amazing.
Yeah. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
You get that a lot. And some great restaurants. So finally, what are you, and I don't mean this as a ding to Birmingham, but what is kind of weird about Birmingham? Or you've been here 3 years now, but or going on your third year. What is something hard to get used to? Or
I feel like not having a beach here It's so weird.
We got one 3.5 hours.
That's a drive. I'm used to.
You're used to like 10 miles?
Oh, my gosh. Or nothing. 20 minutes max, and I'm touching the water.
Right.
You know? I mean, there's lakes here that are really cool, but another thing is how warm the water is.
It's very warm.
Yeah, out in San Diego, you go in the water and you're freezing.
Yeah,
it could be like the hottest day too. If you touch that water, you're gonna be
all right. So
it's like an ice tub.
Have you been to the Gulf here
of Mexico? When I was really young, but not.
All right, but not since you've been here.
Yeah,
you haven't
not
made
since,
a trip.
No,
you need to do that.
I definitely will one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely the ocean. Not having that is it's pretty weird.
So you're still an ocean guy.
Yeah, I love the water.
I got you. All right. Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you guys
all the
so
stuff,
much.
All the this is suddenly the highlight of your career so far.
Yeah.
UAB, correct?
Yeah,
sure.
As of right now.
Sure, yeah. Sure it is. Now, good luck the rest of the year. We'll be watching your development. Congratulations, because you guys played great. Mm-hmm. Navy coming up this coming weekend. So
yeah.
We'll look for that.
I'm excited.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Slogan Moore, the sophomore 3-year man, right tackle for the Blazers. We'll take a break, come back with more here on the Inferno Podcast.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. Get out there and tackle your financial goals with a new credit card from Legacy Credit Union. Legacy offers multiple credit cards for whatever your financial objectives are. You can begin earning rewards today with a credit card from Legacy Credit Union. Legacy, the official credit union of UAB.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin here. Now let's take a look at This Week in Blazer Nation, brought to you by Children's of Alabama. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Of course, there's a lot of fall sports. We focus on football a lot, but you know, we got soccer, volleyball, everything else. So let's take a look at the schedule. September 4th, the UAB women's soccer against Western Kentucky. That'll be 7 o'clock. And then September 5th and 6th, volleyball's got a just plethora of action going on. UAB Volleyball hosting the Blazer Invitational that we heard about a couple of episodes ago. USC Upstate is at 1 o'clock on the 5th, and then Tennessee Tech is later on that day, 7 o'clock at night. Then the next day, North Alabama, 3 o'clock, and that's a Saturday, of course, 3 o'clock right there for the Blazer Invitational. Now, also on Saturday, obviously, UAB football taking on Navy at 2:30. So primetime example and a primetime game for UAB and Navy there. It's going to be a fantastic game for the Blazers. Also, though, men's soccer against Florida Gulf Coast. That's at 7 o'clock later on September 6th. Then Sunday, some action. UAB women's soccer against Belmont out of Nashville at 6 o'clock. And then also the 7th through the 9th, men's golf taking on Louisiana Tech in the Argent Financial Classic. So soccer, football, golf, volleyball, all kind of stuff going on This Week in Blazer Nation. So a lot of action to keep up with. We'll tell you about how all that comes to play on our next episode here. So until then, Scott Griffin saying so long, and thanks for watching the Inferno Podcast.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.